Well, let's just go to Shmuel here, and why don't you describe for us, you know, the current areas of focus of the SEC in addition to the things you touched on this morning?
Yeah, thank you. And I'm sorry that you're going to be thoroughly sick of me within the next half an hour or so. I should point out, Tom, that down here, green technology means something different than where you guys live. Just so you know, be careful, you know, with that. I talked about some of the priority areas that we have. I talked about FCPA. I talked about cybersecurity as being two of those things. We have also a significant focus on gatekeepers. That's something that comes up with some regularity. Andrew Chrzestny gave a speech I think it was last week, where he talked about our focus on accountants and what we're doing in that particular area. Gatekeepers to me is something that I carried over from my work at Justice also. I feel that that people who come into the system, who control access to the system, are people that are folks that the federal government should take an interest in. Because if you look at virtually every kind of a scheme that's occurred, in many ways that scheme could have been stopped in some way by someone who controlled access. And so it's an area that we pay attention to. It's an area that we're interested in. It's an area that we often will focus on when we conduct our investigations. And the other ones you can see kind of up there. Financial fraud and accounting fraud is something that we also take a look at. My predecessor, David Woodcock, had formed the Financial Fraud and Reporting Group, and he had done an exceptional job with that. And that legacy carries on in the areas that we focus on. So our region also will always have a significant component of offering frauds, just by the very nature of how oil and gas works and how easy it is to find individuals who think they can strike it rich based on some of these offerings. We'll always have a healthy dose of those kind of schemes.